You're listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by the National Retail Federation. Join us for a look inside the world's largest and most interesting industry. And now your host, Bill Thorne.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk about the industry that impacts everyone, every day, everywhere. I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and I'm going to step aside today, and I'm going to turn this over to my incredibly capable and competent co-host and good friend, Jessica Hibbert, and to another colleague, Sequela Mims. So take it away, ladies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Retail Gets Real. Very excited to be in Bill's chair today, and Very excited to be in Chicago for Retail's Academic Symposium. I'm here with Sequela Mims. Sequela, tell us just a tiny bit about the symposium.
So the symposium is a two-day event where we invite business professors to come out and hear directly from retail CEOs and executives what actually is happening in the industry and not just what the media wants you to believe is happening in the media. So it's a little myth debunking going on here and really educating professors about the business of retail.
That's awesome. Two of the people who have been representing retail at this event are from the Home Depot. We have with us today Brack Sullivan, Senior Manager of Corporate Talent Acquisition at the Home Depot. Welcome, Brack.
Hey, thank you.
And we also have Trey Stewart, who's a Manager of Talent Acquisition at the Home Depot. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so let's get started. We like to ask everyone who comes on the show to tell us about their career stories in retail. They're always really interesting. So, Brack, why don't you get us started with your career story? How'd you end up recruiting for retail?
Well, you know, I started my career with GE and progressed over to Siemens. And then at some point in time, everyone that I worked with and worked for was at Home Depot. And went over to Depot in 2005 and have been there ever since. So 12 years at Depot, and I can tell the stories of I remember back when. It is a fascinating organization that has grown really, really quickly, and I've been along for the ride.
That's awesome. What about you, Trey? How'd you end up here?
Actually, I started working in retail in Alabama in independently family-owned pharmacies my way through school. I went to Auburn University, and then I recruited for 4 years for a privately held recruiting firm in Atlanta. And then actually was recruited by Home Depot 4 years ago. And I've had a great career there and really enjoy being a brand ambassador for them.
Did Brack recruit you?
Yeah.
I had a little bit to do with that.
Yeah. Brack closed me at the end.
Oh, he was going to help seal the deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, so you're recruiting for non-store roles in retail. So tell us about those roles. What type of positions are available outside of the stores?
Well, it's truly anywhere from a pilot to a customer service representative.
A pilot?
Yeah, so if you think of our organization, it's all-encompassing. Mm-hmm. And it can be literally anything. From data science to merchants to analyst to consumer insights. It is the true gamut across the board.
Oh, wow. So Trey, just thinking the pilot thing is like totally blowing my mind right now.
Seriously.
What's the most surprising or interesting role that you filled for the Home Depot?
Great question. we have helped hire an aviation mechanic before to work on our fleet of jets. So that was interesting. You know, I think, you know, working actually on some of the leadership roles, like in some of the emerging technologies, home automation, analytics, we're really going after the top of the top. And we currently have a couple of searches going on right now that we're really looking for some of the brightest people like in the world. And so that makes our jobs really challenging, but also extremely exciting that we get to mix it up with some of the brightest minds in retail and really all of, you know, corporate America today.
That's cool. So what makes a person successful at the Home Depot? What is like that secret ingredient for success at the company?
Do they have to have like a Pinterest board with their DIY, you know, the power drill set? Like what
doesn't hurt.
You know, the intangible is the energy and the drive. Mm. When you walk into the store support center, the culture grabs hold of you, and it's exciting to describe because it grabs hold of you and it actually propels you into this direction that, hey, I want to be a part of this. And so every day you're doing something different. No day is the same. And it's the kind of the silent or the hidden secret back there that is, hey, I want to be a part of this because of the culture that I'm walking into. And so I would say that the what we look for is someone that has adaptability and someone that can kind of roll with the punches and the speed of our organization. Because we're moving so, so fast. And in fact, retail is moving so, so fast. It's changing. If you think of the amount of transactions that we will create over the next few years, it's fascinating and it's moving really, really fast. You either want to be on the sideline watching the rocket ship take off or you want to be on the rocket ship when it takes off, right?
I love that. So you mentioned data scientists previously and as a part of the roles that you guys hire for. For a tech role, do you look for people with in-store experience? Like if you start out in the store, is it possible to transition to a position on the corporate side of retail?
I think so. I think one thing that separates people with retail experience are the fundamentals that you learn that are really exuded in our culture, which is being very customer centric mm-hmm. and solution oriented. And so we try to have that same type of energy in our store support center. So we're always looking to provide solutions to our customers who may not be someone who's tangibly in our store, but it could be someone who's shopping online, right? And so from a data science perspective, they have the critical thinking ability, the ability to think on their feet. They also have the education to back it. With the retail experience, it's advantageous for us, absolutely.
So, Trey, we were stalking you on LinkedIn. We stalk awesome. All of our guests online nice. Before they come in and see us. And we came across this video about the Home Depot's treehouse.
Yeah.
It looked really cool. I was hoping you could describe the video for our listeners and tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So our treehouse is where we have, it's actually right across the street from our corporate headquarters. And it's kind of a play on attracting e-commerce talent. And so it's where a lot of our e-commerce professionals sit. And as we continue to grow in that space, you know, we're growing around 20% per quarter right now. We're doing a lot of recruitment there. And so it's a really cool interactive workspace it's more collaborative than kind of a traditional workspace. And it's really interesting and unique. And you meet a lot of really cool and interesting people there as well.
Yeah, I saw in the video there were a lot of like you said, collaboration spaces, yep. some whiteboards. There are a lot yep. of people in like these like open areas meeting with each other and stuff. It looked like a really fun place to work.
It does. We love going to meetings over there. And so we're there at least once a week to hang out with them.
So does it actually look like a treehouse?
I mean, you guys got to come to Atlanta. So right.
Have you on a tour there. All right. Got to visit the Atlanta office
exactly.
to see
Absolutely,
that.
Yes. Okay.
So we talked a little bit about, you know, the complement of in-store experience to tech. And I was wondering, when you're recruiting for in-store positions, how is that different from recruiting for, say, a tech role or somebody who's going to work in the treehouse? But then are there similarities in recruiting for those positions too? Do you look for the same qualities? How is that different and how is that similar?
So at the core of it all is our ability to provide and be the number one customer service retailer in the world. And so that is at the forefront of what we recruit for and what we look for in every single candidate. As you peel that back, we start to look specifically into the skill sets and experiences. And so whether it's a store associate or a SSC associate, we're still looking for the foundation of customer service. And can this candidate provide exceptional customer service in either environment?
That makes sense.
Yep. I think a lot of the intangibles will be the same. It's going to be the hard skills that would kind of separate when we're going from recruiting. But when you meet, and even our SSC associates, we go and work in the stores as well. And so we spend, you know, 3 to 5 days there a year, you know, working closely with our associates, but really working with our customers as well to further understand the business. And so again, it's the intangibles, the culture, the values or core values that are the same that we're looking for, but it's just going to be the hard skill sets that separate them.
Yeah, we've heard from a lot of people we've interviewed for the show that working in a store is kind of essential, or like having a few days in the store every year is a great place to get ideas, even if you are, you know, typically working in a corporate environment. So I think that's really cool that that's built into the Home Depot culture.
Well, that's where the rubber meets the road, right?
Yep. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course.
So you talked about your recruiting of tech and in-store roles. Do you guys do any college recruiting? And if so, how do you sell students on, you know, a technology role within the Home Depot? Because they all want to go work for Amazon and Apple and, you know, not realizing that they're retailers as well. But how do you kind of, what's your messaging for those students to kind of, you know, open their eyes to other possibilities that you guys have to offer them that they may not be considering already?
You know, I think one thing that we do a good job of is we have great college local partnerships, national partnerships, and we actually not only have our recruiters there, but we'll have our business leaders there as well. That way they can actually meet with them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them will be former individuals who worked at some of these, you know, bright and shiny companies or software companies, technology companies, et cetera. And then that way they can connect them one-to-one with, you know, we're actually a technology company. We have mm-hmm. to provide technology to 2,200 stores, to over 400,000 associates. You know, we have the seventh largest retail website. You know, so there's, you know, we have 15 million downloads in our app.
And an incubator as well, right?
Absolutely.
Within the company, mm-hmm. well, which sure. most people don't know.
Yeah, and we just won 2017 Omnichannel Retailer of the Year. So,
ooh,
so when you, right? And yeah. so when awesome. You think about...
Should have dropped that as soon as you sat down.
Yay! No, that's awesome. Congrats.
Yes. So I think it's really just educating them. And so, you know, I think students, they do kind of want to be sold and catered to, but we have a great story from a culture standpoint, but also from a technology standpoint. Mm-hmm. And so we're just constantly producing content that's educating them and allowing them to come step inside of our treehouse or come meet with our technology professionals, et cetera. So we have a great story to tell, and we love being on campus talking about it.
And yeah, then once you get them, they stay for 12 years.
Well,
and
they do.
Up the ranks. Yeah.
It's actually showing them kind of behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And letting them see what goes on at the treehouse and at our store support center is what really is the difference in the process for us. It's truly amazing that when you walk in to retail or you think of Home Depot, you don't really think of the seamless transactional experience that our customers are looking for and what it takes to keep that engine moving mm-hmm. and what it takes to continue to evolve that mm-hmm. and evolve
That's
those technologies.
That's always the missing piece for right. students. Mm-hmm. They don't, yeah.
And so, yes, we are everything that's in the store, but we're also everything that's behind the store as well.
Right.
And so it's letting them see what's behind the curtain, which is giving them that realistic preview.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you both have titles that include the term talent acquisition, and we've been talking with a lot of people about recruiting. I was wondering if you guys are involved in kind of developing employees who are already there, helping them move up and grow in their careers, if that's a separate thing at the Home Depot, how does that all work?
It is separate, and that's managed through our talent management partners and through our leaders on that side. Our goal and responsibility is to bring the best and brightest talent into the organization and equip them with an exceptional experience so that they want to stay. And a part of that is developing them. Mm-hmm. And so we do a great job of presenting them with opportunities to develop and actually share those experiences across the company and get them exposure to different departments and categories within the organization.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm sure a lot of being successful at a company is entering in the right role or like starting out in the right place where you can have some early successes and then keep the momentum going. That's cool.
So as you guys are out there recruiting and developing, what's the talent landscape like right now? Are there any trends that you're seeing? Also, what's your biggest challenge that you guys have faced?
It's not enough talent out there.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing, you know, just with the job reports and the market, the talent market, the way it is, we're having a hard time acquiring talent just across the board, and we're not the only ones in
across
this,
the right? industry. Right. Oh yeah, for sure.
And so everyone's having that same challenge, and so now it's where we really put on that T TA hat or that recruiting hat to really showcase our difference.
Yeah. And I think what we're seeing is for, like we talked about some of the themes already from a data perspective, from some of these certain skill sets that the market's become increasingly tighter. And so it's driving up, you know, salaries and making it harder to acquire. But again, we feel like we have a good story to tell. And when we are able to get in front of students and other professionals, you know, I think there's some certain areas that are difficult from a talent acquisition perspective. But again, we just connect them with our leaders and we've had a lot of success doing that.
So for someone who wants to get a job at the Home Depot, what's one piece of advice that you would give to them? Like, if I want to make a huge, great impression on you during the recruiting process, what would you tell people?
Understand the role that you're interviewing for.
So research.
Research. Mm-hmm. And also research who you're interviewing with.
Yep.
So those LinkedIn stalking skills will be put to good use.
Exactly.
Great advice.
So you basically don't mind being stalked, is what you're saying.
As long as it's on LinkedIn.
We encourage it.
And so if people want to find some open positions or learn more about what's going on at the Home Depot as far as careers go, where would you tell people to go online?
Go to our Career Depot site. So we have a robust website where you can see all of our open careers and you can search them naturally. And also I recommend going to our corporate communications page, which is built from scratch. And it talks a lot about our culture, what we're doing in the community, who we are as an organization, our financials, and we'll connect you with actual associates, both in the stores and at our store support center. So visit careers, but also do some research on who we are as an organization to make sure it's the right fit for you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Well, we're almost out of time, but we have a little segment at the end of our show that we really like. It's called Rapid Fire.
Surprise, surprise. All right.
So don't think too much. Just respond instinctively to each question, and you can both answer each question. So are you ready?
Ready.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. What's your favorite power tool?
Drill.
Saw.
Drill and saw. All right.
What paint color is the best match for your personalities?
Gray.
Green.
They have really quick answers. Yes.
What's the last thing you bought online? Can be at the Home Depot or not.
Shoes.
It was actually from Amazon. It was a gift from my niece. It was a Project MC Squared doll.
Very cool. So what's your favorite social media platform? What do you use the most?
LinkedIn.
Instagram.
All right. Well, thank you guys. This has been another episode of Retail Gets Real. Thanks so much for joining us. You can find us online at retailgetsreal.com, and where you can download all of our episodes, give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. We are also on Google Play and Stitcher. Brack and Trey, it's been a great pleasure to talk with you today.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
And Shaquela, it is always great to work with you.
Thank you. Of course it is. It's me. Okay. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me today.
Of course. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.